This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America, hello world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with a weekend edition of Tomorrow's News Tonight, as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out, as always, to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our long-haul over-the-road truck drivers getting the job done. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. And we're on Twitter at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us, our number two, is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics in California. They're still on the porch.
That's right. It's the weekend.
It's still 80 degrees. They got another 52 minutes of booze. And then they'll be leaving. I hope they'll be as happy as they are now. All right. Let's say the pledge. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Okay, during the break, we received a message from our friend Johanna, who told us that the U.S. Supreme Court ruled 7-2 that Trump did not have to turn over his tax returns to Congress. But there's a little twist in this deal here, because we're looking at the case. What did you notice that I noticed too, Kyle?
Well, for one thing, you've got the what we're talking about right now, what the DOJ is talking about. This is Congress asking for this. But
from the IRS.
From the Treasury, exactly. So the U.S. Supreme Court ruled 7-2 that Trump did not have to turn over his tax returns in a case called Trump v. Mazars, USA LLP. And in that court ruling, they said they couldn't simply demand any documents that they wanted to in that particular case. And the other one, Trump versus Vance, that was the New York City prosecutors saying that they can't do that.
But they did, in the case of New York City, allow the prosecutors to obtain his tax returns because it was an investigation.
Yes, yeah, I should correct myself. That's right. Trump v. Vance, they said they could get his tax
returns. Yeah, so we've got two different versions here of what they could do and what they couldn't do, which, again, technically has nothing to do with what the Justice Department just said. So to me, that tells me Donald Trump's attorneys would go back to the Supreme Court and say, look, you said this, does it apply to this? Meaning what they're trying to do now.
Right, exactly, yeah. So what he'll do, his attorneys will first try to find a judge to step in here, and then, of course, as this process plays out, one would assume and think that eventually this will go back to the Supreme Court, because this is a separate question than what the court's already ruled on.
Yeah, very much so, and we'll wait to see what happens. This is a not a told-you-so moment. By the way, the White House walked back the statement on the COVID-19 lockdown possibility. They don't want that out there because the second they said that, the telephones were ringing off the hook. The senators, the congressmen, Democrat, Republican alike are saying, don't do that. You do that. You guys are all going out the street on your butts. We'll vote everyone out.
Well, sure. And especially right now, of course, to some degree, it's like they're softening up the ground with the talk about the Delta variant being as contagious as the chicken pox, they say, this kind of thing. But the immediate talk of lockdowns, yes, that's something the American people just are not going to receive very well. Some of the talk of masking in certain situations, some people will say, okay, well, maybe we can go along with that to some degree. But you're right. The lockdown thing, that's a little more, it's a bigger pill to swallow.
Who is our border czar right now?
Well, I guess I'm thinking it's still Kamala Harris, you know, because didn't he make her the border czar?
Yeah. Now, I got a little information for the folks about where our border czar is going. I guess this is part of checking on the border. She's next month going to take a long-range trip to Vietnam and Singapore.
All right, President Biden and Democrats have a huge political problem on their hands. Vice President Kamala Harris, the VP's poll numbers are dropping like a rock, and there is concern Harris could doom Democrats in the midterms. Maybe it's because of moments like these.
Do you plan to visit the border?
Not today.
We've been to the border.
You haven't been to the border.
And I haven't been to Europe.
You're going to have to Xerox or photocopy your ID. People who live in rural communities who don't, there's no Kinkles, there's no Office Max.
Oh, that's the one.
Republicans in California.
That's the one I love the most, Kyle.
That's right. Yeah.
No, there's no Kinkos. There's no Office Max. Right. But there are places called, you know, most farms in the country have managed to find a computer, have managed to find a printer, and they do quite nicely. Thank you very much. Because of the things they don't have, they're able to adapt, improvise, and overcome.
That's right. And that may be news to Vice President Kamala Harris.
Yeah, who is not going to be going to the border, folks. Sorry. She's going to take a little trip instead to Vietnam and Singapore. All right, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
All righty, and that number comes from the terrestrial listeners listening on the stations, actual radio stations that we're on, plus the internet and the satellite listeners, too, because we can see those numbers. All righty. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friend Mike Lindell and his MyPillow.com company. Don't forget, you can trot on over there to the Radio Listener Specials page on MyPillow.com. Take a look at all the items he's got for sale with some tremendously deep discounts. 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, $80 discounts on products he's got in there. And to get the discounted price, all you got to do is enter the promo code CAPTAIN. And if you want a pillow, they got it. If you want slippers, they got it. If you want a MyPillow topper, they got it. Want a mattress? They got those too. How about some of the sheets? Oh, absolutely. How about your pets? Want to take care of your pets? Want to buy a doggy bed? Some things for the pets, cats, whatnot? They got it. MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Specials page. Just use the promo code CAPTAIN. And don't forget, you can call them at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459 to use the promo code CAPTAIN, MyPillow.com. Okay, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
The media has obviously faltered in their messaging for the vaccine skeptics. Medical experts are saying the people have just quit listening to you, meaning the media.
Yeah, I think that's fair to say. I think people have tuned out of a lot of this. I think they're tired of the mixed messaging and the ever-changing messaging. And it's not just such that, well, we have more information, so it may change. And this is one of the texts that we're hearing from doctors you hear interviewed or other officials. They're saying, look, we can't give you one answer, as if we just don't understand that sometimes things can change. But it's the wild changes that seem to occur, the moving of the goalposts, And then, of course, also, if you notice, Captain, the frustration in some of these government officials, especially Joe Biden, who said, if you're not vaccinated, then you're not as smart as I thought you were, kind of a thing. So they're actually turning to ridicule and making fun of people, and that doesn't seem to help their messaging either.
Well, I hope the American people are listening to what I'm about to say, because they're not going to like it. Joe Biden walked up to a group of reporters yesterday and said, Americans should expect more COVID restrictions. So we're going to have to do some other things here, but Americans should expect more COVID restrictions.
Yeah, and people do hear that. That's going to punch through the noise.
Well, most of them haven't heard it because the mainstream media isn't going to tell you that.
Well, exactly.
They don't want you to know the negative. They always want to know, you know, what they're trying to put out there. They're trying to put the White House line out there. The White House is not going to tell the country there's stricter restrictions coming.
Well, but Joe Biden himself, you know, that has the opportunity to at least get picked up a little more. But the Captain, when they hear people like the lady from the teachers union saying, well, we might, you know, open
Randy
school.
Weingarten, I think.
And well, we might open schools, or that there's some kind of iffiness to it all. You know, again, the American people are done with this kind of stuff. And they want leadership on this, and they don't see leadership.
You're talking the teachers union, and they run the show when it comes to the schools.
Yep, exactly.
All right. Now, Mr. Blinken, Antony Blinken, the Secretary of State, has said a Chinese role in Afghanistan could be a positive thing after we heard that China and the Taliban were having direct one-on-one talks.
You know, I'm still trying to map this out and try to figure out why he would say such a thing. Evidently, he's saying that nobody has an interest in having an enduring civil war in Afghanistan. But and you could say things like that, and Secretary Blinken can say that. But if he thinks that China's involvement ultimately would be positive, you know, he can only say that if he really believes that China, like, has the best interests of the world at heart. You know, I mean, you'd have to make these leaps in order to make all that make sense. And so, obviously, if America's not leading in this, it's a very, very, it could be very, very bad.
Well, the Taliban is bringing back Sharia law, and the women will be in burqas again. There'll be no westernization of any kind. And the people that the women they come across, the young girls and whatnot, what their main stay has been is they find them, they locate them, they bring them out, they shoot them and kill them, or worse, and then that's the end of that. Never see them again.
And it's an unfortunate fact that Al Gore might call it an inconvenient truth, because this kind of stuff is happening, and it's grisly and it's bad. And it's abhorrent, and yet it is continuing on in the 21st century. This is unbelievable.
Yep, Stone Age stuff. Yep. Okay, here's one for you. You ready?
Yep.
In the infrastructure bill, we located $2.4 million for a community beautification project smack dab in the middle of Congressman Adam Schiff's district.
Well, I can't say that I'm surprised about that, you know. I'm sure that...
But really, could it be any more obvious?
Well, of course. That's why this infrastructure bill, again, if it's about roads, bridges, things that people have to drive on and make sure they're safe and these kinds of things, but all of this other stuff they're writing the Republican commercials for them come 2022.
This is a city park with flowers and all that sort of stuff that they're going to put in there. I believe it'll be the next home for the homeless.
Well, in California, it's hard to get away from it, although now they're trying some different tactics because it's simply gotten too far out of hand.
They're back in Venice.
Yeah, and a lot of this is because of the recall, I think. That's why they're trying to get something done. But it's so overwhelming that I don't know that it's really going to make a major dent in all this.
Yeah. Now, Nancy Pelosi said, we have the power to extend the eviction moratorium. Guess what? They couldn't do it.
Well, they couldn't do it at the federal level, and one might think, well, why? I mean, you knew this was coming. Why didn't you try to stop this? I don't know.
They couldn't get enough of their own people to support the legislation that Nancy tried to ram through at the last minute.
Yep, Well, exactly, exactly. So again, there will be certain states that will extend it in one form or another for some month or 2 months. But I think what Nancy Pelosi was looking to do in Congress was to extend it to December 31st, which is going to be a no-go, I think, in anybody's book.
Well, I'm still thinking about what I heard last night with the CDC director, Walensky. And she changed the vaccine mandate statement from what Joe Biden had said. But Joe Biden was still saying what he said even after she made her statement change.
Well, right.
Go figure.
Yeah, well, again, Biden's going to say what he's going to say. And they're starting to figure that out. And sometimes, I hate to say this, but sometimes he says stuff that nobody actually understood what he said. I mean, for real.
Do you know what Tucker Carlson said about all this?
What's that?
The Democrats and the CDC and Joe Biden have been lying about COVID and the vaccine from the beginning.
Interesting.
They're trying to control the political narrative. That's what they're doing. This is all a bit about power again and about controlling the political narrative that's out there because they believe that this will give them the chance to do the same thing again that they did before back in 2020 when they were able to steal the election.
Well, I was just simply going to say that, yes, that's right, because what will happen is they'll continue the check. There'll be a fourth stimulus. Don't worry. We're taking care of you. Here comes the checks, just like they did in Georgia with the, hey, you're going to get $2,000. And that is their campaign strategy.
By the way, CNN's Don Lemon is calling for rules to force vaccinations. It has nothing to do with freedom. It has to do with liberty.
Well, that's exactly what people say when they're
liberty
trying
to force vaccinations.
Liberty.
That's liberty.
Yep, exactly. Exactly right. You know, there's going to be a general thrust between private business and so forth and government. In one way or another to push vaccines, but you have these kinds of folks that come out and say this kind of stuff, and what it does, it's more revealing about them and what they think about you.
Have you ever heard of the exemptions that they allow for certain things?
Well, sure. Sometimes there's a religious exemption.
Okay. Now, what's the largest group that gets exemptions? You just mentioned it.
What's that?
The religious groups.
Right.
Yep, because of their religious beliefs, they get exemptions. If you don't think they're not going to get exemptions on the virus, I bet they do.
To one degree or another, they might, yes.
Sure, and I'll bet they'll have to go to court to get it, too. Mm-hmm. Hold that thought. Folks, you're coming right back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and we're going to let Kathy take you to break right now. So, Kathy, it's your turn.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk. Why should I be?
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky has clarified comments she made on Fox, saying that there will not be a federal vaccine mandate for Americans.
I completely understand the pushback, and I also understand that this is not unlike other things that are mandated.
Overall, she said she's in favor of more vaccines. The comments coming after President Biden announced all federal employees would be required to get vaccinated or face strict testing and other mitigation efforts. The CDC earlier had released data for why it recommended that vaccinated people wear masks again. They showed a cluster of cases in Cape Cod, Massachusetts, where about 500 cases surged in the area. They said 75% of those were vaccinated. Health officials in Florida are reporting COVID cases have jumped 50% there this week. This is USA Radio News.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with...
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You bet you are, and this portion of the program brought to you by Mr. Ron Edwards, and he's got a little something going on here. Listen to this, because this is what he's up to now.
Constitutional Grounds, the hot air roasted coffee that produces a smoother, richer, healthier, and less acidic coffee. Our unique hot air roasted coffee has a most delicious taste that everyone is raving about. Because you want the best, Constitutional Grounds is the coffee you want in your cup. Simply go to theronedwards.com and click on to the Constitutional Grounds coffee display to make your purchase and to be sure to use the RE20 promo code and you will receive a 20% discount. Remember, Constitutional Grounds, the coffee you want in your
cup. In your cup, right, Kyle?
That's right. It's cup. Exactly.
Yeah, he dropped off the last word there. I was just listening to see. That's the first time I played that because he sent it to me. He missed a word there, Ron. Missed a word. You'll have to get that taken care of. All right. Now, going back to what I was going to do here, I'm going to keep talking about a couple things here so we can keep moving along here and stay on schedule. Senator Crapo, Republican out of Idaho, said our border is not secure and it needs to be. Well, no kidding.
No kidding. There's a character out there, the Captain Obvious. Yeah, that's exactly right. There's no doubt about that. And we agree, obviously. But this is something, Captain, that, again, just like with Joe Biden, just like with COVID, just like with inflation, we're not hearing what's really going on. The stuff that's breaking through is bad enough. Imagine, Captain, if we got really, you had coverage about this. But no, the border's not secure, especially when you have thousands upon thousands of people coming across. They have not been tested for COVID, and many people are exhibiting signs of COVID even when they come across the border. It is ridiculous.
Are you surprised?
I'm not surprised, but here we are in the middle of a pandemic, and now they're telling us that the Delta variant is much, much more contagious. All this stuff, and we have to put a mask on, there might be more COVID restrictions, and yet you still have people that are literally being taken across the country by the federal government to points unknown, without being vaccinated or tested for COVID. This is crazy time.
Now, a Pennsylvania county has declined the election audit without new voting machines.
Yes, exactly. That's right. The again, this whole thing is especially going to create such a major problem coming into the next elections. But they don't want to participate in the investigation, basically, in that Pennsylvania county.
And to prove the point, and to prove that Joe Biden is going backwards, another key inflation gauge posts the fastest annual price gain in 30 years, which is another reason why the poll that I've got here in front of me shows that Joe Biden is drifting fast off into the sunset.
Well, sure. You know, one of the things, of course, that Joe Biden has been saying, we've heard we've got to have these higher minimum wage. We've got literally industry small business even, and especially entry-level jobs, they're competing with the government because the government is paying people to not work, basically, right now. And so how does business now compete with a government that has such large resources? This is a big deal. And even though people might get a job that pays more, quote-unquote, the higher prices eat all that up. It's like they never got a raise.
Now, Israel, who takes care of their seniors, right?
Right.
Is leading the way by having a third COVID vaccine dose being given to the 60-plus crowd. And yesterday, the Israeli prime minister and his wife were the first ones to get a shot.
Well, right. And again, as this does evolve, they're able to find out, you know, who is going to require this and who would best be suited for it. I heard it described as this, as like a vaccine schedule, not necessarily as a booster or quick, we got to do this, but it's different people, different age groups, different underlying conditions, medical history and so forth may need a different schedule of vaccines to make sure that they're fully protected.
Now, in case you missed it, folks, a new poll out there says 66% of Americans would rather see Black Lives Matter and the Antifa riots investigated over the January 6th Capitol protest. Makes sense to me.
Well, it sure does. It's the same thing as declaring a pandemic and then letting all kinds of people come across the border who may or may not have COVID-19 already. But in this case, it's the, we're going to investigate January 6th because that's politically expedient for us. And we're going to turn a blind eye to everything that happened in the summer of 2020, especially there was a group that I think the vice president, she wasn't vice president yet, but she was a part of or had paid into, had some connection with, that was helping get people back on the streets after they'd been arrested for rioting and burning down things.
Huh.
Yeah, so yes, people are more interested in that because they don't want to see this happen. I don't think people are afraid that there's going to be an insurrection at the Capitol again, you know, next Tuesday or something like that. But they are afraid that a particular kind of event or series of events could set off riots in the streets again all over the country. It's that volatile, and I think they want to figure out how do we stop this? Who's responsible for this?
Now, don't you have a daughter?
I do. I have two.
Well, a military watchdog was alarmed to witness prominent Republican lawmakers vote to approve a Pentagon bill that includes an amendment requiring 18-year-old girls to register for the military draft.
Yeah, that's going to be controversial in and of itself. registration is not the same as being drafted or that you will be drafted, but it is interesting that we're hearing about this. But certainly, and I will say this, though, there's so many young women that are in the military, and they are doing a great job, and they're serving their country, and we're proud of them.
Now, a while ago, I heard the name of the sailor mentioned who was going to be charged, or was being investigated, rather, for intentionally starting the fire last year that destroyed the USS Bonhomme Richard docked off San Diego, marking the maritime branch's worst warship blaze outside of combat in recent memory, which absolutely destroyed the ship, and they've had to scuttle it, and I guess they're if they haven't already sunk it, they're going to. But the thing of it is I do remember the name of the person being mentioned, but there's been no mention of who it is that got arrested and charged. So I don't know what's going on here.
Right, exactly, exactly. And you're right, that's what started that. Well, I do know that the sailor was assigned to the ship at the time.
He was doing painting or something, and he actually started a fire amongst the paint and set the paint up in such a way that the fire was going to go from deck to deck to deck.
Exactly right. Yeah, so it wasn't a contractor that was brought in to do any of this kind of work in the port. But yeah, the loss of the ship is unbelievable in terms of cost and replacement and just a very horrible accident.
Thank God nobody got hurt.
Exactly right. Exactly right.
By the way, you ready for this one?
Yep.
The CDC's own map proves remasking is anti-science after vaccinating 0.0037% were hospitalized with COVID.
Well, see, that's the thing. The every single time that they tell us, Captain, oh, well, we're following science, they're setting it up as though somehow they are the scientific priesthood of some sort, and anything they say cannot be challenged. You can't even ask a question. You can't even say, could you clarify that? Because they'll say, oh, you're anti-science. But when they do say science tells us, it's as almost as if they might as well say the Oracle at Delphi tells us.
There's a good one.
Yeah, because it's kind of the same thing for them, because it's not really scientific. In other words, I wish we could get some scientists and have them go talk to the federal government sometimes and see if they're really doing science.
By the way, Hunter Biden made a comment yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the most famous artist in the MAGA world. He threw a taunt out there at the Make America Great crowd.
Well, I don't know. It must be. However he feels is fine. Whatever. I mean, I guess Andy Warhol was right. Everybody gets their 15 minutes of fame, and this is it for him.
Well, he made a comment also, Hunter Biden, that is, that he was surprised that he was getting more than $10 for his paintings.
Well, yes, but and so are we.
Yeah, we are.
We are. Yeah, I know.
What we understand is to buy influence for Daddy.
Well, of course.
We spend this money, we might get influence to see Daddy.
And you get a free laptop.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right. Hunter will give him the laptop. Where is it? Well, I gave it to that guy. Okay, hold that thought. We're coming back with another Truckers Highway and Fiber Report. As we look at the weather for this hour, there's been a couple changes, but I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared. And now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital?
Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and that's Ron Edwards. And you hear him a couple times a week on Tuesdays and Thursdays on the program. And, of course, he's got his Edwards Notebook that we didn't get one for, so we couldn't play it. Can't play what we don't have, can we? So we played his commercial instead. But anyway, this portion of the program, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J nearest you. Pull on in there. Let them know that you heard me talking about him on the radio, and you get yourself a free hot cup of coffee. But before you leave the Pilot or Flying J, go over to the kiosk, sign up, and become a member of the Drivers Club. It costs you nothing, 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 nothing. And you'll get points for the fuel you buy, the food you buy, the supplies you buy in the store. Okay, and we're going trucking again, and we're going to see if we can find Joe Biden.
Well, I pulled out of Pittsburgh, rolling down that eastern seaboard. I got my diesel wound up and she's a-running like I never before. There's a speed zone ahead, well, all right. I don't see a cop in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. I got me 10 forward gears on a Georgia overdrive. I'm taking little white pills and my eyes open wide. I just passed a Jimmy and a white. I've been a passenger.
boat and I'm gonna make it home tonight.
All righty, let's see. Where'd he go? Where'd he go? I think I see Joe.
Why shotgun?
Hey, there he goes, Kyle. There he goes.
I heard that. That's right. He's rolling down the road chasing after...
Remember, I used to be a truck driver.
That's right.
Yeah, he'll never live that down as long as he lives because he was no more a truck driver than a kid with a go-kart. Jesus, man, I'm telling you. How these guys can get away with all this crap is totally beyond me.
Yep.
I guess because we let them?
Well, again, you know, there's so many years of chalking it up to that's just Uncle Joe.
Yeah.
But now, of course, it's a whole different deal.
I got your that's just Uncle Joe. Here we go. You ready?
Yep.
Monsoonal heavy rain is going to continue with flash flood potentials across the southwest and intermountain west into the central and southern Rockies through the weekend, especially into the complex terrain burn scars in urban areas. Now, excessive heat, and I mean heat, and humidity with heat indexes over 110 degrees will be common over much of the deep south today and tomorrow and into the interior northwest this weekend. Take it away, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Captain. Of course, our trucker friends out there tonight trucking across I-70 in western Colorado. I-70 is going to be closed at near Glenwood Canyon for at least a weekend and perhaps even for several days as they dig out.
Yeah, there's no easy way around that, Kyle. You know, that canyon is... I-70, they're going to have to go the old two-lane route, and that's not a very good way through there, but oh well.
Exactly. And so, again, that's about halfway between Denver and Grand Junction on I-70, so
yeah.
Be careful out there, absolutely, because we've got flash flood watches all in that area, of course, mostly all the way through central Colorado, going down the I-25 corridor, down into northern New Mexico, down towards Santa Fe. You've also got flash flood warnings, or watches, I should say, up in Wyoming as well, this near Rock Springs, western and central Wyoming. They also are through parts of Arizona, down through Tucson, up through Phoenix, Kingman, Las Vegas, St. George in Utah, and up through almost to Reno in Nevada and through Central California as well. So you've got a lot of these flash flood watches to watch out for, including parts of southern Idaho. And, of course, don't forget the air quality alerts continuing in most of Montana, although some of it has dissipated in the northeastern sector of Montana. Excessive heat warnings at Coeur d'Alene and Spokane, Washington area. So be careful out there this weekend.
Speaking of air quality alerts, most of the state of Minnesota, most of the state of Wisconsin, the northwestern corner of Iowa, the south-central part of South Dakota, and we've got rain tonight, by the way, in Iowa, southern half of Iowa, as well as coming out of I-80 in Nebraska, right there around Omaha to Lincoln. There's some rain and there's some flooding going on there, too. By the way, yesterday, they had a lot of tornado watches around the central part of Nebraska, and that probably will happen again today. Might even move over into Iowa because conditions are conducive to such. Now, the heat. Okay, let's go down to Kansas, southeastern corner of Kansas, hotter than a firecracker. You already know that.
Right.
Southwestern corner of Missouri, coming up I-44, all the way over to Fort Leonard Wood. Hot, hot, and hotter. Okay, the eastern half of Oklahoma, hot. All of Arkansas, hot. The eastern quadrant of Texas, to include the Metroplex, going up I-35 out of Dallas and Fort Worth, going east on I-20, going up I-30. Those are all areas where you're going to have some really high heat index temperatures, as well as on down the line towards Houston. And then in Louisiana, you're going to have the high heat index temperatures, especially up on I-20, up in the northeastern corner of Louisiana tonight. And then most of Mississippi, folks, is going to be having some real scorching temperatures. So be advised of that. And the southern part of Tennessee, there's going to be some very warm temperatures. Most of Alabama is going to be included in this, and I-10, if you're coming across I-10, all the way across Mobile, over into Tallahassee, is going to be temperatures approaching 100 degrees plus, and the northern part of Florida, over towards from Gainesville, over to St. Augustine, and then up the coast, I-95, on up to Augusta, on up to Savannah, on up to Myrtle Beach, and now all the way to Wilmington, North Carolina. You're going to have temperatures approaching 90, 95 to 100 degrees, and all up through Georgia to include Atlanta with the high temperatures tonight. And we've got a little bit of disturbance out there south of Mobile, Alabama. A bunch of thunderstorms, and it looks like something could be coming on shore during the course of the morning. Don't know where it's going or what way, but there are some thunderstorms out there in the Gulf. Looks like it's about 50 or 60 miles out there. So, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you Monday, and have a great weekend.
You too, Captain.
All right, that's Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Now, we're going to jump on over, talk to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Again, her website, FoundersCode.com. Go over there and check it out. And good morning to you. Where'd you go? Hello, Denise. All right, put her back on hold. Let me try this. Good morning, Denise. You're not there. Okay, well, she'll have to call back because I definitely did not have her in there. I could hear something, just couldn't hear her. So we'll try her again when she calls back in here, if she calls in before I got to go to the break. But anyway, Denise and I are going to be talking about a lot of stuff. Good morning. Are you there?
I'm here.
All right. You weren't a minute ago, but that's okay. Now, real quick. We've got the eviction thing that Nancy tried to ram through at the very last minute. She thought she had the votes to get it done, was going to pull a backyard switch. Didn't happen. So about a million people are set up to be foreclosed on Monday morning. The cases have already been drawn up and ready to go.
Correct. She was going to use some emergency legislation to stop it, and she did not have the votes.
Yeah, now they've got $47 billion sitting in a fund that can be used, and I got a letter from my congressman yesterday telling me all about this fund, and people can get into that so that they won't, if they need to get into it right away, so that they won't lose their homes and lose their rental properties and this, that, and the other, and all that sort of stuff. So apparently the money's there. All they got to do now is go to Phase B, I guess.
Yeah. At some point, these government handouts have to stop.
Yep. Well, they will when they run out of money.
They're not running out of money. Therein lies the next problem. They're not running out of money at all.
It's pretty all they want.
Pretty much.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more. And Denise Simon, too, FoundersCode.com, right after the top of the hour news. And your stations get a chance to identify themselves and pay some of their bills. So don't go nowhere. I'm going to let Kathy take us to the break.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.